Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Adam Lampe. Adam, are you ready to do this?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Let's do this. Adam is the CEO of Mint Wealth Management. He's an adjunct professor. He is an industry thought leader. I'm excited to have you on. Adam, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I'm passionate about all things money. First off, I love this stuff. Whether I'm at a family barbecue or a friend's party, I find myself wanting to talk about this stuff all the time. In fact, my wife, who's my biggest advocate, she could run a Fortune 500 company, and sometimes she's like, Adam, you got to turn it off. But two beautiful children. And, I really love this stuff. Teaching retirement planning classes for the last 15 years, I've seen everything. And, you name a scenario, I literally could write a book on things that you shouldn't do. And I've seen people do things. So, I think the biggest reason why folks, are attracted to hiring a financial advisor is because they don't know, what to do. There's so many options. I mean, if you Google anything out there, they'll take you to one place, and then you Google something else, and it'll give you another opinion. So I think, one of the things that I've, after seeing thousands of folks over the years, is I know what works and what doesn't, and characteristics that really drive success. The greatest fear with anyone that has money is they might run out. And so I think, my mission as a trusted advisor is to provide that advice and provide that foundation and give them my best ideas. I think Steve Jobs said it best, about leaders. They have to be innovators. And I really look at myself as a thought leader. Over the years, I've been compared to the Ron Carsons of the group, I call him the Michael Jordan of financial advisors. I remember the guy that gave me the compliment. His name was Randy Harrison, and he worked for Ron Carson. And he said, "You and Ron have something in common. You're big thinkers." And I think that's really important. And really, how do we deliver in this world that we're living in? Did I ever think that I would do majority of my meetings by Zoom? No, I never thought that. In fact, my comfort was in person. But I think the beautiful thing is, as human beings, we adjust and we adapt. And if we don't, then you might have to do something else. And so I think the best advice I ever got was when I joined a firm and we specialized in accounts that had 10 million or more. And, I joke, that wasn't reality.
Right.
But it taught me a valuable lesson, because even though these folks had a lot of money, a lot of times their standard of living went up dramatically. They might have two ex-wives, they might have alimony, all these things. So it became very critical for me at a young age to go, man, I need to manage my expenses well. And, a lot of times people make the mistake of whenever they get a windfall, it changes their life. And I have found, the law of large numbers, you're probably familiar with that concept, but you can see a lot of things happen and you know what works. My father taught me a valuable lesson a long time ago. He said, there's a traditional way of achieving success and there's a non-traditional way of achieving success. And that's what we try to educate our clients on. I'm an educator first. And I think, I think the most rewarding part for me is when I have clients call me up and they go, "Hey, Adam, what do you feel about this?" And recently I had somebody call me up and they said, "Adam, do you think I should take the vaccine?" And I knew right then how powerful my job was and how much of a profound impact I could have on people's lives. And I was flattered at first, but I took it very seriously. And I said, it's important to me that you understand all your options, and I'm no doctor, but I have doctors as clients, and we can use them as a guideline. And every single doctor that I have as a client has elected to take the vaccine. So do what you want with that information, but I think we need to all act accordingly and take this, environment that we're in seriously. We have to, one of the things that I think is really critical is we focus on the things that we can control. And then the things that we can't control, we deal with those effectively with, strategies that work. I always tell clients all the time, if they're married, stay married. If you don't stay married, 50% of your assets are gone, and it is what it is. And then, I always tell people, I get really annoyed with a lot of the pundits in my industry. They make predictions. And, quite candidly, a lot of them are vague, and a lot of them are wrong. And in fact, there was a study done last year that 80% of investment managers' predictions were either wrong or vague. And so, be aware of that. I think, what's important is measuring the things that are black and white, taxes. And, this new environment that we're in, I think, is kind of, is an opportunity for people to embrace, but at the same time, follow rules that work. And bottom line is diversification works. And, I haven't talked about any one stock more than GameStop, lately, in my entire career. But at the same time, unfortunately, I think at the end of the day, a lot of these amateurs that are in the market are going to be left holding a pop balloon, and because they're not following basic rules of investing. And, whenever I have somebody that's maybe 19 or 20 years old, and I've had a few reach out to me recently, and they say, Adam, what do you think about this and that? And I go, do you have an IRA? I always turn around on them. And 9 times out of 10, it's no.
Right.
And if they, and then if they say no, I go, do you have a 401k? And 9 times out of 10, it's no. And then I encourage them. I go, hey, my job as a trusted financial advisor is to encourage you to take advantage of tax deductions or tax planning or being tax efficient. For instance, a lot of people don't know this, but you can do a Roth 401k and you can put $19,500 a year away. That's a big deal. And, and then all that growth grows tax free. Big deal. There's also things that you can do called like a backdoor Roth IRA. And that's where I get really excited, where you can overfund your 401k. And then all the money that's in the after tax portion can be rolled at retirement into a Roth. Again, tax-free income. So I think a lot of folks are missing the basic premise and really following rules that work. There's a lot of timing going on in the market. And that frustrates me. And my job and my mission as a planner is to really educate folks. And I think, for instance, if you invested in the market 10 years ago, $100,000, and you stayed in the market, you'd have $327,000. Given if you missed just a few days in the market, you're down to 120, 127,000. So it's a really big deal that we stay disciplined and we have what we call an investment policy statement. And a lot of people don't talk about that, but let's look at the biggest endowments in the world. They have one. And so we want folks to embrace an investment policy statement, because all that says is this is the guideline. Quite candidly, I've averaged 20% in the last 10 years. Last year, I made 56%. The year before, I made 75% on my money. Is that sustainable? No. I still model 6% because I know long term it's going to come back. The market will humble you. And I always tell folks, the market is dumb. It likes things black and white. And when there's uncertainty out there, it doesn't like that. But I just want clients to really, really, focus on, protection. I had my favorite professor in college at graduation. He told me, I graduated number one in my class, in personal financial planning from Texas Tech, which has been routinely wealth management ranked them the number one program in the nation. And my professor, Joseph Toombs, he said to me at graduation, he said, I think you're most likely to succeed in your class. And I said, well, why is that? And he goes, well, you have a unique skill set. You're passionate and you understand all the financial aspects, but you can relate to folks. And I think that's key, is communication and having open dialogue. You know, I always say my wife is my boss, and I encourage, you know, clients to bring their spouses in. And because I know personally that if my wife is not there, we're not going to make that major decision. And I think, you know, I think we all need to really focus on the big picture and stop trying to do gimmicks. And that's something that is very frustrating for me, because I know everything to me is like a math equation. I can work backwards. In fact, you know, for instance, AT&T, have you ever, you know, you've heard of AT&T.
Sure.
You know, a lot of times people don't realize that a company like them has maintained a dividend for over 100 plus years. Big deal. Its dividend in the last 20 years has been between 4 and 7%. So let's just say you got a nice chunk of money in there. You could easily live off that dividend. But I like AT&T, and I think every retiree should own it, but I only like it up to 3% because of one fundamental reason. It only takes one person to ruin a good company. And I think we need to be aware of that. And, you know, a lot of folks are out there trading right now, and they're not being sensitive to taxes. And you can lose over 40% of your gains by being inefficient. And a lot of folks think that the answer is the cheapest, you know, mutual fund out there. For instance, the Vanguard Wellington Fund, on paper, its fee is very small, 0.15. But if you held that fund in, let's say, 2019, and you made 200,000 plus, you actually lost about 2.4% in efficiencies in the fund. And so, you know, what we preach to a lot of our clients is bringing tax alpha. That's something that we can do, you know, and it increases your bottom line. And so I think that's really, really important to understand taxes and not, you know, timing the market and understanding diversification. It's your friend. And, you know, a lot of folks are chasing these hot managers. And I had a gentleman tell me the other day he made 750%. Wow. You know, if you continue that, they're going to build statues.
For sure.
about you. But the quite candidly, you know, short-term traders, we know statistically 80% of them fail and they're done in 2 years. And that's not something that's going to work long time. I think Warren Buffett said it best. You know, if we can't own a stock for 5 minutes, then, you know, or not 5 minutes, but 10 years, then you shouldn't own it at all. And I think, you know, that puts us in the mindset that we have to have a long-term focus, because the minute we have a short-term focus, you know, we get hurt. And I think that's the most frustrating part about my job is, you know, I could be the best financial planner in the country, the best. And I think I am. I mean, I've had money managers tell me that. I've been compared to the, you know, the Ron Carsons of the world. In fact, my father, you know, reminded me when I first got in the industry, he said, you know, Adam, you're like Warren Buffett. I'm like, what? Because a lot of people don't know this, but Warren Buffett's father was a stockbroker, and you're way better than I am. And here, my father's been in the industry 40-something years. For him to say that, given he's biased, he's my father.
Sure.
You know, and I had to take it with a grain of salt, but it was a heck of a compliment. And then I had my professor tell me I'm going to be the most likely to succeed. And I think passion is the key to really giving good advice. I mean, I'm passionate. You know, if people come to me, you know, and they give me $1 million, the frustrating part for me is if we go through a correction, we always look at ranges, and their million goes to 900,000. Despite all my other works, they might judge me poorly. But if that million goes to 1.1 million, then they think I'm a genius.
You're the best.
You know, that's probably the most challenging part of my job is going, I really am the best, but sometimes you're going to lose money with me. 1 out of 4 years, 1 out of 5 years, embrace your account being uncomfortably down. And then there's, you know, the expectation, well, you do this, you're a genius, you know, it should never be down, Adam. And, you know, I look at myself as, you know, I've seen everything. I've had folks come to me and I had a gentleman sit down with me and he said, Adam, I'm taking care of my mom. And I want to make sure I take care of her. I got her money and an account and it's over $1 million and we're going to pay for her long-term care. And I said, okay, where'd you get that money? And he goes, well, I took it out of her IRA and it's in a bank account so I can write that monthly check. And I go, okay, when did you do that? And he goes, oh, about, I don't know, 2.5 months ago. And I go, okay. And I'm trying to prepare him for the bad news I'm about to give him. And the bad news is after 60 days, you cannot put that money back in. It becomes taxable. And I calculated briefly, and I, of course, said, confirm with your CPA. But I said, looks like you're going to owe about $450,000 in taxes. And his eyes went just like yours. And he turned, you know, purple, blue. And he said, well, Adam, I'm just going to put it back. And I said, it's too late. You had 60 days. And so that's when I knew I had job security, you know, right at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, because that is a major mistake. Major mistake. And I see people all the time not following rules. And that is really my mission, is I want people to follow rules. I mean, in 2019, the market was great. I had a gentleman come to my office and, you know, his account was down like 80%. And he was a market timer. And that's just, you know, he got killed. Anytime the market went down, he was like an indicator. He sold.
Mm.
And, you know, it just kills me to see people make those kind of mistakes. But I think, you know, statistically, you know, there's been studies out there, the wealthiest folks have a wealth advisor, whether it's us or someone that you trust. They have to be competent. And then I think it's also important to know how they get compensated. You know, at one point I used to sell annuities and I'm so thankful I don't sell that. I think garbage. I think they're real garbage. I mean, we have to, you know, my goal in the industry, or, you know, if I wanted to leave a legacy, is to improve the reputation of financial advisors. I mean, I asked a financial advisor one time, I said, why do you offer that annuity? I think it's lousy. And it was a very pointed question. But his answer to me was profound. And he said, well, Adam, you know, if I sell X amount of the annuity company matches my deferred comp.
Yeah.
Nothing about the client.
There you go. That explains it.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow.
Yuck.
Man, I feel sorry for your clients. And I didn't say that, but I thought it.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, it's a weird, you know, it's weird in the sense that folks will get so focused on their own agenda. And I think that's where we need to, you know, really step back and say, hey, what are my commitments to the people that I act on their behalf for? And I want to act in their best interest and I want to avoid conflicts of interest. I think that's a big deal. I want to be a you know, somebody that's, you know, is a complete third party, and I'm not, you know, I don't have any conflicts of interest. I try to avoid them at all costs. And I point out, you know, I point out to folks all the time, be aware of how folks are compensated,
mm-hmm.
know how they're compensated, because that's going to dictate what they recommend. You know, 9 times out of 10, when I'm in competition with another advisor, I've had folks show me what they're recommending. And we always do pros and cons. Hey, this is the pro, this is the con. And I outline what the comp is. And for us, I think it's critical that we, you know, levelize our compensation. You know, I've had folks ask me, well, why are you making this recommendation? Do you make more money? And I'm like, not at all. My compensation is the exact same. And I think that's the kind of advice you should seek, is really, you know, where the the compensation is level, and there's no incentive to you know, trade or sell you a high commission product or all those things. But you know, I think the hard part is finding people that are open to advice. You know, they're, you know, a lot of folks, especially if they've been successful, they think they're an expert in all things.
Right.
And but at the same time, you know, I always want to be a sounding board for our folks. I tell them, you know, use me as human Google. Shoot me an email. I want to talk about this stuff. And, you know, and be a real resource to folks.
I love it. Well, Adam, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, you know, I think tax efficiency is really key. And maximizing the benefits. Because, you know, even though I've made 20% on my money over the last 10 years, I know that's not sustainable. And anybody that tells you it is, run from. I think, you know, whenever you're doing things, I think you need to look at like a Roth. It's better than sliced bread. And then on an advanced level, you need to, you know, look at doing what we call a charitable remainder trust, where you can get, like the gentleman that made 750%, you know, he said, I have $2.5 million. So he started with a very small sum in 12 months. And I said, you're a perfect candidate for a charitable remainder trust. And you get a huge deduction going in there, and then you get lifetime income that's tax-free for you and your spouse, given the downside. We always talk about the downside. It has to go to a charity. But we've done that for folks and made that recommendation for a portion of their assets. But it's something that, you know, a lot of folks, they talk about performance. And I think that's a mistake. I think they should be talking about standard deviation or risk, because you can have two portfolios with the exact same return, but the one with the lower risk or lower standard deviation 20 years from now will have more money. And that's the bottom line. And a lot of people have forgotten that. So, you know, whenever we look at portfolios, we really examine where they are right now. What's the risk? In a perfect world, we'll get the same return and lower risk, and then we know we can show it on a chart. You'll have more money. And so I think that's my best advice, is follow the rules, seek out a professional. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to like them, but I think it's important. There's a lot of people. The only way I've made it in this industry is I've found mentors. And one of the best mentors I've ever had is my father. But at the same time, you know, I've seeked out others that are really good in this profession. I mean, you know, and sometimes the answer is no. I asked one gentleman, he goes, I charge $50,000 for each of my clients, flat fee. And then we manage their investments at no cost. And I said, can I come into your office and take off a week at my office and just be free labor? Because I was curious. I wanted to entrench myself in what he was doing. You know, and I think it's important that, you know, to make it in your career, you reach out to thought leaders like Michael Kitchis. I mean, he is a genius. If you follow everything he does, I'm going to be able to offer amazing advice. And I think not only, I mean, that's somebody in my profession, but that would be my best advice, is find a mentor, find somebody you admire and run with it. Because the best ideas are perfected and made better. And let's be honest, that's the truth. And find somebody that you can use as a sounding board. I know I've made it as an advisor when I have clients say, hey, Adam, what kind of car should I buy? Hey, Adam, should I take the, you know, the COVID vaccine? Hey, Adam, you know, should my wife take this job? You know, hey, Adam, I'm having marriage issues. How do I fix it? Wow. All profound. Not all of them are financially related, but they have financial impacts on our lives. So that's my best tip, is follow rules, because the rules matter.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Adam, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
You can go to our website, mintwm.com, and you can contact one of our advisors. We're a real team approach. You know, we'll bring in attorneys, CPAs, CFAs, CFPs. You know, I believe that you should bring in experts. You know, I have an expert that only does insurance. And, you know, I think that's really important, is have a real team surrounded. You know, and we serve as your chief financial officer. And, you know, I think the most rewarding part for me is when I have people tell me I no longer worry about my financial stuff. In fact, one of my favorite clients who's been a client for nearly a decade, he said, Adam, I only come in once a year. And every time I sit down with you, I think he can't perfect his craft anymore. At the end of my meeting, I have the same thought year after year. You have. And I always want to, you always present your best ideas, and you present things that we think are innovative that we haven't heard of. And I really do believe you're an educator. And I was like, wow, okay. I mean, that's something that, you know, gives me purpose. I think all of us need purpose. And my job for my clients and even my employees is to provide purpose and then provide peace of mind.
Doesn't get any better than that. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Adam your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to mintwm.com, check out all the great resources, and reach out to Adam. Thanks again, Adam.
All right. Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.